As if it weren't enough to bear the world's dark cloak, the inhumanity of man which knows no limit, 30-foot-high flash-flooded rivers, the charred acres lit by wind and lightning, or cigarette butts cheerfully tossed out speeding car windows at midnight, we can't escape our own shallow thinking. Who has wretched taste in evening wear, or too many tattoos? Who exudes the rank smell of weed through his pores in the 9-item quick line? Jesus, it's bad. Worth masking up again, even if you aren't afraid of COVID or RSV the way you should be. Managing so many large and small disasters, while newly on a budget and nervous about keeping your job, or Medicaid, or Social Security, and the chemo has ruined the nerves in your feet, so you keep falling in strange places for no reason. Fuck. And then Gaza, and Sudan, and ICE picking off people who aren't white enough to live in this country, or at all, according to the spiteful rich bastards in charge this week. I am so furious, and sorry, and don't think writing poetry does much good, unless you accidentally hit the bullseye sweet spot of something obvious but deep that has never been said, or not recently, not in today's language, somehow bending hope and humor in a salve to smear over the seeping wound we all have. A little respite. Other than that, it's just line after line of ordinary frustration. And now we're all sitting around on a Friday morning in July, and I just turned 70, the coming of age of everyone who's ever been elderly. I mean, really, what the fuck?